It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Taking you up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. And, you know, I got a beef to pick with all you guys, all right?
Wait. First of all, it's amazing that you would say that.
What?
Because you say, I got beef to pick with all of you.
Yeah.
First of all, you the one that always starting beef.
No, that's not
with
true.
Your nonsense, that's not with true. Your trickery, with your escalating comments. And now you want to sit here and say, I got a bone to pick with you?
Trickery, yeah, that's right. Funny.
That's hilarious.
Got a bone to pick, dude. I'm upset.
As Stephen A. would say, the unmitigated gall.
Go to my Hard Rock.
Sit up in your chair and say that.
Well, I tried to rush to my Hard Rock app because I think this probably affected it. But I was like, oh, no, Mostert's out. It's going to affect anytime touchdowns. And so now it's going to reshuffle the order of who's going to get touchdowns because he's their most prolific touchdown maker of last year.
Right.
So I needed to – I'm like – And so I go, of course, to my favorite play, which is going to be all season Julian Hill anytime touchdowns for new George Kittle. And I run there, and everybody's already on this bandwagon. This last week was plus 1750, and now it's down to plus 1100. You guys need to get the hell away from my anytime touchdown bet. Stop betting on Julian Hill. That's my action. Every one of you, your bandwagon jumpers onto Julian Hill. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Wow. Leroy always has a bone to pick up from underneath this car seat.
That's the point. He's right.
Point for Twitcher.
That's one time. Dude, sometimes if the wings have too much sauce on them, one might get away. But so, I'm driving.
Why are you trying to drive and eat chicken wings? That's kind of...
Because, let me tell you why. Let me tell you what I do. See, these people around here, they send me out to get food, right?
Your family?
And my wife, huh?
You call them these people, your family?
Your family.
My family, yes. I'm always the one that got to go get the food. So the problem is, if we go get something that has fries, them fries going to get ate. You ain't getting no fries when you get back, right? Don't even worry about it. That's the price you pay for having daddy go pick up the food.
Yep.
Now, if we get wings, or sometimes I just get a little six-wing appetizer to get me going on the way home.
Okay,
so. Because here's why. My wife used to order her own food. Now, this has been the last five times we've gotten food. Here's what she says. I'll just share with you. So I got to eat a snack on the way home.
So wait a minute.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a problem that it's a lifelong problem. So it's happened since Adam and Eve.
Women, right. I don't want.
Women always want to eat what the men order. They're never happy with their food.
Right. But no, she used to order her own food. Now she don't even order her own food anymore.
That means she's eating from you.
So if we get, like, we'll get pad thai. I like to get the pad thai with the chicken and shrimp, extra spicy, extra chicken.
Delicious.
Nice, right? Mm. It looks lovely when I get there.
Yep.
Soon as I open it up, there's another fork.
And she's right in there?
I said, order your own. She said, I could just share with you. So that's her order.
I don't like this.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So now I got a snack in the car on the way home.
Have you brought this up to her or too scared?
Dude, it's a touchy situation.
Because you'll order two.
I'll order two. I don't mind ordering two. I say, do you want me to order you one? No.
Okay, now I understand why you're eating the car now. That makes sense now. That makes sense.
I have to
road snack.
Right, I got to have a road snack. I'm going to pick up food because I got to share my food with my wife. Right. I'm just saying. I don't know. Like, why don't you share with the little ones who probably not gonna eat all their food?
Right.
But that, like, my kids are bougie. They order, like, my daughter orders pork belly. Hmm. Right? The where you pour it into the noodles.
You know, like, that. I don't know what that is.
So, like, yeah. No. That's what JFix says. Just order two.
Because
I don't want it just sitting in the refrigerator.
Well, I think the thing is, like, what you do is
you eat a road snack.
You can do a road snack. If Big Spoon is trying to do the thing where I don't want my own, what I think, does she always distribute the food? Do you guys eat out of containers?
No, I got to listen. First of all, I got to start opening up, and I got paper plates in the garage. So I.
All right. So what you need to do then is you just order two anyway, and that way there's some supply, you know?
No, because then. She said this before. Here's how it went. And if you're in a relationship or you're married and you're a man, you know this. I don't know why you got all that food. That's never going to get eaten. That's like wasting food. See?
That's like a challenge to us now.
See it? See what you're saying? Like,
watch
right?
me not waste
so
it.
So that's why sometimes you see me eating wings for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ordered extra wings, and now she's not going to eat it just to prove that there was extra.
Mm. Petty leftovers.
Well, probably nobody else eats wings in the morning.
You don't really have a clock when it comes to that. That's true.
I don't have a clock when it comes to food.
Nope.
Because if we had barbecue, and I get up in the morning, because I get up in the morning, I have a yogurt, and then around 10:30, I'm starting to feel it, and I look in that refrigerator and smell that barbecue, look here, it's getting 8.
What is yogurt, a palate cleanser for you?
No, that's so I could take all, like, my vitamins and stuff just to coat my stomach. It ain't really a meal.
Toby!
So, yeah, man, these are hard times over here. Like, and I'm just sitting there staring, right? Because I know.
Well, let me ask you this. How much of your meal is she infiltrating? Is she halvesies?
So I see when I get my food on the plate, right? I know how much I'll eat, right? So I'll get that. And sometimes a little bit, sometimes not, or whatever. And then she grabs a fork and grabs the container. See? We got,
so then, like, she's leaving you leftovers.
No, there's no leftovers. I don't know what to.
If she gets first crack at your container,
no,
then you're sharing with her.
I'm putting stuff. I've already got my food. I don't eat out of the container. I just put it on a little paper plate or something.
Gotcha.
So then she just grabs a fork and grabs the container. So now I feel like sometimes I have to put a little extra on my plate to make sure. Because, you know, sometimes you put a little bit on the plate and you go, oh, that hit the spot. I'm going to go get some more. Exactly. There's no more. Somebody said, I need a secret house filled with food and women.
Like a grizzly bear who has to like store Witcher. Stuff in a tree.
I gotta store my food like a chipmunk. Like it's just like it's, me and the dogs outside, they're bearing bones and I'm bearing bad time.
You know the sad part, you're not the only brand that I know that does that.
I know.
Like I know tons of men that do that. Like they have to order a secret meal and eat it on their way back from wherever they go.
So I always get an appetizer. Right.
And
like, you know, I get them Korean ribs on the way home and just like, and I have napkins in my little glove box. Like,
and what makes it worse,
I got teeth cleaners. So by the time I get to the house.
Yeah, you got to clean. Here's the worst part, right? Not only if you have the wife or the girlfriend, it's when the child also starts interfering.
Oh, no, they don't. Here's the thing. Me and my kids, we got different palates.
Mm.
Right? And I don't know why.
I've never heard of what your kids ordered.
That's what I'm saying. They ordered Fonz come home and I say, why you ask me if I want nothing? You know? Been feeding your ass for 20 something years and you go out now, you got your own, and you don't even give me a little shout out, a text, a tweet or something saying, hey, you hungry? I'm going to so and so. Common courtesy, house courtesy. Oh, by the way, that you ain't paying no rent for. You just say that, right? He said, I knew you would want it. I got some oxtail. I'm like, you're right. So, like, man, it's hard times over here right now when it comes to food. So, when y'all see me eating, y'all may think, oh, there you go, eating lunch again. No, I got to get my stomach right. And constantly eat, because when they get home, eating time is over. And then I'm snacking. Because you ain't eating no food. You ain't eating a real meal. Right? Look, you say,
it's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just share with you. I'm like, what? When did this happen?
We'll take a break. Back after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy has vamoosed over to Cleveland for a few minutes as he is. I can't even imagine what that's like today. A lot of calls for Deshaun Watson to get the hell out of there now all of a sudden. And I've even seen some Jameis Winston buzz all over the place.
That's $76 million next year, buddy.
Woof. Woof. Before we get back into it with the NFL, join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It is Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. And you guys who come out here, you guys can have a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and you'll be chatting some sports with us, the WQAM on-air staff. It's free to attend. All you guys got to do is RSVP at WQAM.com, and that'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. And that'll allow you guys to come on over to Smoke at the Water in Weston. Smoke on the Water in Weston. That's how you speak. And you guys can talk sports with the WQM on-air staff for Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, official partner of this event, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go to them online at themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. So check that on out. If you guys are just tuning in today, the big Dolphins news we find out for all you fantasy players and all you just genuine Dolphin fans, Raheem Mostert is going to miss this upcoming game tomorrow night with a chest injury. Mike McDaniel addressing the media this morning. Can you get that one more time, Vlad? This was earlier today. Mike McDaniel was saying his injury situation. Devon Achane is still touch and go. It seems like he's going to maybe try and give it a go at practice, or they'll have a better idea after whatever work he does today to get ready for the Buffalo Bills. But RB1 himself, Raheem Mostert, he is going to miss this game. Here was Mike McDaniel earlier in the day.
So just to address running back first, you expect to have Raheem and Devon on Thursday?
Raheem, no. Devon, we'll see how it plays out today. Thursday night games are probably the it probably should be your triggering point, Barry, because like I don't you got to every you got to realize what is today. Today is Wednesday, right? Okay. Guys are just typically we don't even have when we do have padded practices, we don't even have them till Thursday, because typically after an NFL game, Wednesday, guys are still working through their ailments from the game previous. So there's several guys that will be feeling out and go from there.
Yeah, so Mostert's been dealing with this this chest injury. McDaniel also told reporters today that, quote, his injury is not many people play with. When asked if this is going to be a one game stand or could be a couple of games, McDaniel said, quote, closer to the former, but not ruling out the later. So this looks like, especially with the long break after this, you'd essentially, you know, have 2+ weeks off if you're Raheem Mostert. And so hopefully that'll have him ready for Seattle. But it does appear that for the time being, no Raheem Mostert, which is a bummer. You know, like I said, he has been their best touchdown scorer last season. And maybe that kind of makes sense. I mean, if he was playing banged up, he did not have a very effective game. So it makes a little bit more sense as to, one, why they went away from him. They went Jeff Wilson at the end of that game. They also had Achane, who got hurt because he hurt his ankle late in that game. So both of these stars, I would say, because of how dynamic, because Achane wasn't effective in the run game, but he was very effective in the passing game. Like, they did use him, just giving those sweep passes and all that stuff outside. It is a big part of what the Dolphins do. And it's not that Jalen Wright, who's going to probably make his debut, you would think, is not fast. We saw in the preseason, the guy's fast. He plays a little physical, but it is the preseason. And I think if you've seen, I know it's different positions, but if you've seen how like the rookie QBs looked in preseason as compared to the first week of real NFL football, it ain't the same. And so it is going to be interesting to see how much Mike McDaniel will trust Jalen going into this game. But maybe he has this great performance. You know, who knows? But this is, everybody's raved about him. Everybody said like he is really, you know, even Mostert said he's caught up to speed after kind of getting off to a slow start in camp and getting that knowledge. So definitely be something to monitor. And I know a lot of people are already frustrated with Achane because, as explosive as he is, you know, there do appear to be durability questions with him. And so like already one game in, he's electrifying. He's genuinely, there's only one Tyreek Hill in this league as far as like that kind of explosive. But I think Achane's like, I mean, if Tyreek's in the attic, I'll allow Achane like pulling the attic stairs down and he's on the step to go into the attic, like on levels. Like, he can think about going to the attic. That's how explosive it is every time he touches the football. But he has had trouble staying healthy, Vlad. Like, he cannot, he has had trouble staying on the field. And so it will be a bummer to not have these two weapons available to you in this monster matchup.
That's what happens when you have sports cars. When they get dinged up.
They go in the shop a lot. They go in the shop a lot. You need that fancy mechanic.
You need that fancy repair. Like, you know,
you need, You need Bjorn to go in there and be like, let's look on the hood and the fix, you know, a little bit. Need that foreign touch.
You need that
to make
guy
sure
that,
it's all good to
that
go.
Guy that, he's the only one that has the key for that certain car, you know, and he's
right.
The only one that can fix it. But yeah, that explains a lot now that because I was wondering what happened to the running game in on.
Oh, it was non-existent.
It was so non-existent, and you don't want to rely on Tua dropping back and throwing the ball so much. Not this early in the season. So I want to see what they're going to do with the rookie. If the rookie's going to play Thursday night. Because I know Jeff Wilson. You trust Jeff Wilson. He's a vet.
Definitely.
But you also need – he can't – but he's not a guy that can take 20 to 25 carries himself.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask of him too because he's, you know, gotten – he hasn't gotten the most reps and all that type of stuff. And like, look, credit – this is kind of the crazy thing because – It strangely is if it does come down to Achane being out, you think back to camp and you think back to, man, if they didn't keep Jeff Wilson, if they would have gone with Chris Brooks, we could have been going into a game with essentially with two rookies because Chris Brooks did not play a lot last year. But you do have that veteran presence of Jeff Wilson, who obviously knows Mike McDaniel's offense up and down. He was like the lone guy I got to talk to at camp this year, and he was talking about it. Like he was excited for this year. He knew that he was balling out. I think it was his orange jersey day. And he was talking about like he was excited for all the wrinkles that the offense was going to bring. I don't know how much he's in those wrinkles because his role technically is, hey, I'm going to run angry and I'm going to run through you. But he can be used in the pass game. I mean, we'll see. You know, he is familiar with those games. If you watched in the preseason, he was used in all those roles too.
And that was
just
shocking.
That he's.
I was shocking because I was like, damn, look at this vet still in these all these preseason games. I'm like, you know, when you're looking at it, you're like, is he on the board of not making the team? Can he be cut, released? And then now look at him now. He's going to be a vital part in an important game tomorrow night.
Yeah, and it's also, it's like, even still, like, he came out and he had the most productive running of the football when he took handoffs. Like, I think Tua was the leading rusher up until Jeff Wilson got into that game, which is a crazy statement to make. The only thing that's crazier is when you look back at like the 19 Dolphins and see that Ryan Fitzpatrick was the team's leading rusher. So you need to go look at it, Vlad. He led the team. It's crazy. Go back and it was Ryan Fitzpatrick and it was really bad too. It was like maybe 400 total yards or something like that, or maybe even less than that. But Ryan Fitzpatrick was the team leader in rushing that year. And so when Tua, I had to deal with Frog Boy all week last week telling me how he's like, I got him plus 2.5. I'm getting him plus 2.5. And then
God, it's not even 400 yards.
How much was it?
243.
Oh, my God. That's awful. What a terrible team that was.
Jeez.
What a terrible team that was. That was, oof. You think back to the Josh Rosen starts. Does kind of make you feel bad for Brian Flores now that you think about it. What a terrible team. That's not fair. That's not a fair team. Although you didn't want Tom Brady the next year, dude. I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, this is going to be an interesting one. And it's one of those things. Like it's a significant injury because Mostert was obviously very important to the team last year. Devon Achane was the X factor in a lot of ways last year. But again, when you have games, and this is kind of how the Dolphins are treated, when you have Tua, you have Tyreek, you got Waddle, no one's going to want to hear it, dude. No one's going to want to hear it. And that may not be right. That may be unfair. But week two of the NFL season, you got your three studs out there, your three faces of the franchise. That people are going to be expecting results. That's just how it is. This upcoming game.
Can we get some tight end love? Can we get some tight end love? Pause.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because I mean,
Durham Smythe can't play worse. He can't play worse. He can't play worse because he got penalized. He had drops.
He was bad on Sunday. He was bad, pretty bad.
Everybody was expecting this big game from the tight ends. And what I would say to Tua is, look to Julian Hill in the red zone. Like I'm just saying, like you just think about it. That's all I'm saying is that, you know, if you see big Julian Hill out there rumbling, you know, tight ends in the red zone too. Just try it on for size. I'm not saying you got to, but just try, you know, put on the shoes, walk around the store a little bit, see if it's comfy.
No Jonnu Smith love?
Well, Janu's only plus +400. You know, right. I mean, I guess I could, but you know, it'd be nice for Janu. I think we were all expecting a little maybe too much out of Janu that first game, but Julian Hill, you know, just try it off his eyes, dude. You know, +1100 anytime.
Are you worried about the weather tomorrow night?
What is the weather supposed to be bad? I didn't even know that.
The chances of showers.
Mm. I am worried if it's going to be a typhoon, like if they have one of those crazy South Florida, you know, surges that hit you. Yeah, it could be concerning because then you got the cheetah and you got Waddle like on a sloppy track, and you're doing it with backup running backs. So if that is the case, I'll take a look. Vlad, I haven't even considered looking at the forecast.
45% chance of rain, which is,
I feel like we live in 45% chance of rain though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's that time.
It's that time, dude. It's that time. We'll take a break. We'll mix things up coming up next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's time for the mix bag. Get to a bevy of topics here on the program. Raul Rosas Jr., UFC young and upcoming star, is going to join us next hour. We'll talk a little UFC 306, Noche UFC, going up against Canelo Alvarez. Same fight week that is coming up on Saturday, so check that on out. We're going to have the man fighting for the belt tomorrow. Mirab Dvalishvili is going to be joining the show.
You give Berlanga any chance?
Against Canelo?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Neither do I.
No. He's the prototypical guy they're putting up against Canelo. Young, power puncher, thinks he's going to go in there and bully Canelo. He's not going to bully Canelo. And, you know, he'll go in front of him. He'll probably get chin checked, put on his ass at some point early on in the rounds. And it's going to go a lot. Like, I think the only way he can do it is because he is bigger, is he's got to just stick that jab the entire fight. And I think he's too much of a hothead to.
He spent the money already.
He did?
Bro. The minute the fight was announced, he's hanging out with Fat Joe. He's got the
jewelry. I think he's tight with Fat Joe. I think Fat Joe's been in his career for a while.
There's a different level of hanging out. All of a sudden, you're on yachts and stuff like that, you know?
That's true. That's true. It is a different level of stardom when you show up to a Canelo fight. Fat Joe's been like around him for a while. But he's very confident. I spoke to him probably like a month ago, like in the lead up to it. And he's very confident. He's very, very confident. He thinks he's going to get it done. I think he's garnered more interest in the matchup beforehand. I think a lot of people were, this ain't Benavidez. This ain't Terrence Crawford. That's who we want to see Canelo fight. But he's done what he can. Now, is it going to be a bigger deal than the UFC this weekend? I'm more excited about the UFC. I'm more excited to see, Sugar Sean and Mirab and Brian Ortega, Diego Lopez, see Raul in action.
They loaded this card.
Yeah, they're very into this sphere. I don't know how this sphere is going to look on TV, but supposedly Dana White is obsessed with this sphere that he's put together and what it's going to look like. So we'll see. We'll see. He's making your boy James Dolan a lot of money.
Is he trying to move away from T-Mobile Arena and stuff like that?
No, I think this is a one-off.
Okay.
I think it's a one-off. I don't think he's going to do a ton of matches here. I think this is him kind of flexing. Because in a weird way, one thing about Dana White that is interesting is as much as he is into the making the fights and all that, even though he doesn't do all the matchmaking anymore, he's got people who make the matches. He just kind of goes out and promotes them. The thing that he's really into is like the production of the show. And I will say I've been to all kinds of fight events. There's nothing like the way a UFC event presents itself. And so you add on top of it this supposed, super IMAX theater that they got going out there. It's supposedly going to be some incredible show. So
I think this is a TKO thing, man, because they also say that with the WWE, the way their presentation is with the with their PLEs, premium live events, it's totally different. Now that they're going to go to Netflix, they're using different type of angles, different type of presentation to really make the athletes, the fighters or the wrestlers look like they look like superheroes to a certain degree when they're walking to the ring now. So I wonder if that's just a TKO thing.
Maybe. I've kind of scoffed at, like, I feel like the Sphere could be like something like overrated, because I remember going to an IMAX theater and I was like, the sharks are on the wall. That's cool. So, but we'll see. It is fighting, so that may get me on the Sphere side. I can't hate till it goes through. But the you know, if you're at a concert and you're high as a kite or on an acid trip for like Grateful Dead, I can imagine it looks like something crazy. And I'm sure for Sean O'Malley's walkout, it's going to look something like that. In the mixed bag today, Tyler Hero. Posts on social media today, the Miami Heat's arena. And he's at those early hours, the wee hours of 5:48 a.m. I assume that means he's going to the gym, that he's going to get some early work in today.
Or he could be saying he's going to the gym, but might be coming back home from a long night out and has to pass by the arena.
Hard to say which way this goes. If Tyler Hero was out partying all night, or he's going to the early gym. But I think he's going to the gym. I think he's a big early workout guy. I believe he was doing something like janitor hours. I don't remember if that was that this year or last year, but he's very into getting up early. So he is out and about. Also in the mixed bag, you guys familiar with David Beckham?
Yes.
Owner of the Pinks, who I have not kept up with. I got to be honest. I am a soccer brute. I do not keep up with the Pinks. Have you kept up with it? I know Dan Day loves the soccer.
Yes, we do keep up with the Pinks.
Where's Messi? Is Messi doing his thing?
Messi's still banged up, but he's still hurt? Yes, but he might be coming back this weekend.
All right, that's great news.
He might.
That's great news.
But he'll be back shortly.
Well, for the time being, David Beckham apparently is a farmer now. He is a farmer, and he is raising chickens.
So, good morning. I've just let... They're all eating. Morning. Please just say good morning. Or hey. Very hungry this morning, I think.
Who are you?
Wow.
So, pretty impressive. Look at these spring onions.
Oh. He's showing off his
spring
garden.
Spring onions are going well. Plum trees. Plums are over now, I think. But then we've got all these amazing wildflowers that we have in the house that I've planted. If you can see.
He's a straight gardener now.
Yeah.
More plum trees.
Almost a farmer.
Flowers that we have in the house.
Wow. All right. Unbelievable. David Beckham, dude. Getting his...
He's getting his farm on.
Dude, looks like he has the house from Peter Rabbit. Like, he's got the hat on.
They said he's got the Peaky Blinders hat.
He's got the Peaky Blinders hat on, dude.
His shirt matches his tattoos.
He's got the neck tats while he's going through the garden.
It's pretty nice, I'm not gonna lie. But he also looks like he doesn't know what he's doing
very well.
The plants look good.
A bit of red cabbage.
Red cabbage.
The cabbage look good. They're
red
blue.
Cabbage is doing great.
It is.
Not ready, but doing not great.
Man, so this is what one of the greatest soccer players of all time is up to now, huh? That's his thing.
I mean, when you got the money, you still got the looks, you got the beautiful family. I mean, what else is there for you to do?
He just wants peace. He just wants peace with his vegetables.
Yes. Just wants to know if that's a male or female chicken, you know. He didn't know.
People are really into raising the chicken. I got my neighbor three houses down. He's got a giant chicken coop. Mm. And I'm like, they're all up. They're up early. But it's look at him. He's finding peace. You know, they don't want, you know, the chickens don't want anything but seed from David Beckham. They don't want, you know, selfies. They don't want his time.
No.
They just say, hey, feed us, and they probably bring him peace. So now I want the chickens at a Pink game.
Now you want the chickens at the Pink game?
Yeah.
I don't think you want chickens at the Pink game.
What about
have you
get
been outside
heron?
The Pink games?
Is it possible that do herons and chickens get along? Can he raise his own herons to give homage to the pigs? Can one raise herons? I don't know. You probably got to have fish. I don't think it just. I don't think they just eat seed. I think that they're more of a
can
a predator
one raise
than
a
that.
Heron is a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's tried to. Sexy Sauce goes the old love to garden. And he also says chickens very territorial.
Jay Fig did say that spider web looked animated. He did
Which
have
one?
In Mr. Beckham's backyard. He did have
it looked animated.
He had a spider web there. I saw the same thing. It looked
interesting.
Yeah, it looked animated. So you know.
I don't know, man. Like he's going in there, and I guess maybe the I don't think it's a is it a midlife crisis for him, or is it just like a midlife hobby? Like I don't you know, he's just found something that brings him happiness. I'm happy for him.
Maybe he's had enough of Victoria talking to him. He just went to the garden.
Be honest, Posh. Be honest.
Because he really went full wardrobe, man. He went for it all there.
He's got a cane.
He had a cane.
Oh yeah, I'll show you back. I'll bring it back up. Go look in. We'll look in the first parts of this video. You can see David Beckham has like almost like a duck cane or something like that.
There it is.
You know, he really like is acting like an old man.
How old is this guy? Like 46? 47?
I don't know. I don't know.
And hens. Chicken and hen.
Chicken
so,
and hens.
Morning update from Mr. Titmarsh.
There he is.
He looks very happy. Look at him.
He does. He looks at peace. Good for him. Good for him. He has something that brings him happiness.
Yeah, he looks very happy. You know what? Good for him. Good for him. Good for David Beckham.
Come on, David. We have ourselves another soiree.
Not now, honey. I'm growing cabbage.
They're going to be there. They're not going anywhere.
The chickens get sensitive. I'm not going to another soiree.
You'd do it if it was for the messies.
The messies are what makes this garden now, Posh.
No, let me ask you this. Would he rather go to another Spice Girl concert or plant?
Oh, come on, honey. Ginger's here.
Enough of her, Ginger. Enough. Ginger and Scary and all of them together. We already did the thing for your 50th. Everyone saw it. It got lots of likes.
You just want to spend all time outdoors these days, hoeing your garden.
Better I hoe a garden than a lady.
I apologize.
Point for Toby.
The man likes grass. He always likes either soccer pitches or
he's making
garden.
His own pitch.
He making his own pitch.
Jay Fick saying her first dog was named after Ginger. How about that?
Oh, look at that.
Wild. Jay Gatto saying, I'm sounding like someone from Harry Potter. What do you think David Beckham sounds like? He sounds completely different. That's what he sounds like, dude.
Pretty much.
I could never have him on the show.
Why not? You have many interesting things you could talk to him about. His gardening, it's captivating.
I like the fact it's one of those things. You know, I don't. It's because I can't picture him just hand in the dirt, like trying to perfect, you know, making these spices and vegetables. But you know, whatever brings him happiness, good for David Beckham. I'm happy for him.
Date stuff is so wrong. He said Jay Fig named Washington dead spice.
Point for
Twitter. Oh man.
We didn't spice up his life.
Wait, you named your Rottweiler Ginger?
Yep.
Why would you name a Rottweiler Ginger?
I don't know, dude. We'll take a break. We'll find out how much Leroy found out that Cleveland hates Deshaun Watson, Raul Rosas. Caron Butler is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour today. We'll talk to Tough Juice, Miami Heat assistant coach. Got a new book out. So we'll talk to Caron. Lots more to get to here on the show. Rats off a ship as well. Back after this.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.